All right, so Mirz Hashem, we'll finish up tonight this halachas of Hilchos before Behemoth Tahira, and then 1 week on which will happen to fall out Parshas Bo. So probably just 1 week on the Keter Chamor, the redemption of the donkey, which is discussed at the end of Parshas Bo, and then we're on to the next section. all right, so we discussed. Well, let's get into this a little bit. So the sugi here about how actually do we resolve this today? So the recommendation of the Shulchan Aruch is that we do a mechanism in order to avoid this whole issue. And that is to attempt to sell. We do a mechira in order to avoid the issue of bechoros, in order to avoid kedushas bechor. And that's how we avoid the issue. Now, that seems like that should be a problem. And that's where we're... So we discussed last time a piece from Rav Shechter, where he discusses why this is not a violation of Harama. But why would I think that it is a problem? It's not just like a conceptual problem. The Gemara itself seems to spell out that it is a problem. So here on the first page, here in page Nunvav, so Sif Vav in the Beis Yosef, so he quotes a Gemara, right? He quotes from the Torah, Vizman Hazeh, Mitzvah L'Shatef Im Goy, the Mitzvah is to partner with a Goy, Ba'azno, V'chiyotzibo, with its ear. Now, it's a little unclear whose ear we're talking about here, in terms of, which cow, we'll see. Kraikodim Shiyatzel Avir Olam, before it comes out into the world. So there's some kind of Mechira or partnership that is set up, where like the ear is sold off, and that changes the equation, and that would say, because the bechor has to be entirely owned by a Jew, so that creates a circumstance where it's not going to be entirely owned by a Jew. So the Gemara itself has seems to have a story where this takes place, but it doesn't seem to have as happy an ending as you would expect. So the Gemara here tells us, quoted in the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Bechoros, right, that Gimel Amud Beis, Garshina Rav Mari Bar Rachel Havilei Chiyusa, that Bar Rachel, he had a flock, and have a makne odenaihu legayim. So he sold the ears of these kalim.
where are you reading now?
The first page in the Beis Yosef.
In the Beis Yosef, okay.
It's like the bottom left?
The bottom left in the Beis Yosef, yeah. So the Beis Yosef here says that about this Rav Mari Bar Rachel, that he had a flock of it sounds like of sheep, and he sold the ears legayim kalu chiyusa the Rav Mari, and the ears, it seems like from the Mefarshim of the Gemara, it's the ears of the flocks were cut down, meaning the sheep or goats or whatever it was, they lived less time as a result. So my time akalu. So why'd that happen? Mishum demafkaluhu mikdusha sayim. Was he removed them from their kedusha? Right, by doing this sale, he avoided the whole possibility of there being kedushas bechor. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Va'amar Rav Yehuda mutter lahatil mumba bechor kodem shiyatzel avir olam. Says I, but Rav Yehuda says that it is permissible to put a mum into a bechor before it comes out into the world. He says, well, yeah. But hasam mikdushas mizbeach mafkalei, mikdushas kohen lo mafkalei. He says, but yeah, but if you create the mum, it's still going to go to the kohen, right? So you're still going to be giving up on it, and it's still going to be going to somebody else. But here you're removing it entirely from the entire parsha, so that's what's a problem. So that's answer number one that the Gemara gives. V'iba yisema, or we say Rav Mari Bar Rachel yado laknuye kinyan gamor. Mean that Rav Mari Bar Rachel, he knew how to make a full kinyan. He knew how to do this correctly. But not everybody else knew how to do that. So somebody else will see what Rav Mari did. And they're going to think that Rav Mari, made some kind of deal, which wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like a real kinyan. And that's going to cause somebody else to mess up. So those are the two answers that are given in the Gemara. One is that, well, this is a problem because you're totally removing any semblance of Kedusha from it. And answer number two is that, well, it's like a sort of Marisayan issue, that Rav Mari, he knew what he was doing, but not everybody else is going to know what he was doing. So it's incorrect to advocate that people do this sale, in general, because people aren't going to really know what to do. So those are the two answers that the Gemara gives. Now Tosos, and this is in a way, as some point out, a methodological issue with Tosos, is that Tosos will bring up what people do, meaning the status of a certain activity that is widespread in the Jewish community at the time. That itself is a form of halachic proof that is brought up. So Tosos says, hey, like, wait a second, but everybody seems to be doing this, right? So isn't everybody concerned about the curse of Rav Mari? So Vakasu Tosos, the Tosos there says, it's a long Tosos on the side of that Gemara there, Baharash, Umashir Regilin Akshav Liknos Lagai. He says, nowadays, the Minhag is to do that, Afal Pishin and Asher Rav Mari, so even though Rav Mari was punished, meaning why is everybody doing this if Rav Mari was punished? So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Haya Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Ihu Nenash Lafishe Haya Makna Lagai Ozen Haover Uber Atzmo, the Ika Hafka Begufa Ove. He says the concern was is that he was punished because he sold to the guy the ear of the uber itself, meaning of the fetus. And that would then be a problem with the gufa uber, meaning you don't necessarily have the ability to do that. Meaning is Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, or that's going to then potentially mess people up, meaning to sell the uber itself is problem of idavar shelo baliolam. So to sell the ear of it, that is also, it's unclear whether he says it's no good at all or it's just like a complicated procedure. So that's the fear. But imakna legoy ozen ha'im, if you just sell the mother's ear, so in chashash onish bedavar. So then you don't have to worry anymore. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to say, so how is it that this gets done today? So Rabbeinu Tam says, well, first of all, we pass in like the second reason, not the first reason. Right? We pass in that it seems to be, and why he ignores the first reason is a question. But we pass in like the second reason, that the concern is really that it's complicated, and therefore we don't want people doing it too often. But the problem is that what Murray himself did was complicated on its own. Specifically, what he did was complicated. But in the case, if you do it in a less complicated way, meaning you sell part of the mother, so that already is sufficient. That's a lot easier to do. That's a davar pashut, and we're not afraid that people are going to get confused. Fine. So that's answer number one. That's Rabbeinu Tam's answer. The second answer is v'in Torah Perak Basu Dekamar Efshar B'Rav Yehuda Amaylo Eshkach Takana Sheyikna L'Goy Bamos Debahal Leika Shum Onesh. So, and if you say, but in the last parak of Bechoros, There it says, why don't we find takanashi that you sell to a guy? V'yesh lomer came into chashash takala yesh l'ta, meaning sheyikna l'goy ba'mos t'b'hal leka shum onesh, that you could sell to a, right, you could sell a guy, you could sell the mother to the guy where there won't be a problem. V'yesh lomer, well, came into chashash takala yesh l'takin below hafkas kohen k'drav Yehuda, lo ratzu l'takin sheyasu al yedei hafka. He says, well, because that could lead to a problem, meaning they ask, why don't you normally sell? He says, well, because they didn't want to get into the practice. So the Gemara says, okay. So Tosos continues on and says, okay, but miui avad ve'ein onish bedavar. He says, yeah, but in reality, there's not going to be a punishment. So that's answer number two. Answer number two is that, well, we really shouldn't do it, but there really isn't a punishment. Meaning Rav Mari had something unique where he was punished, but they're not going to be punished. It's just not a good idea. And then the Odi Shlomo Rav Meir of Mari Shayu Bekin Lasos K'drav Yehuda Hatil Mum B'Bechor Kodem Shiyatzel Avir Olam Aser Lasos Haydei Havka. He says, no, I'll give you a different thing. That in time of Rav Mari, they were experts in creating a mum to the Bechor before it came out into the world. So therefore, because you could do it that way, don't do it this way. Aser Lasso Saite Havka, it's prohibited to do by way of the sale. Aval Ha'idna, but nowadays, in Ruven Bekiyim Bekach, this is not really a thing of the, you know, experts, are that we're not really experts in this. Mutav Sheyikna L'Goyim Mishiyavu L'Dei Takala. So better to just sell to a guy than to have a takala, than to have a problem. K'demuchach Behid Perek Basar, the Elav Mishum De'efshar L'Sos K'rev Yehuda, Havi L'Dei Takin Sheyimachru L'Goyim Mishum Chashash Takala, L'Dan She'en Anu Bekiyim Havi, Kiyev Shar, therefore it's considered to be impossible to do any other way, so we need to do the sale, otherwise we're going to have all these Bechoros walking around, so may as well do the sale that way.
That
maybe he knew how to do a kinyan and other people didn't. Meaning you could add in that Rav Murray, he did a sale in a complicated way and would confuse people, so therefore it's better to do the mum. But nowadays we don't have that, so therefore we have to do it. One more thing,
he says, no, that Rav Murray didn't sell the ear of the adult cow, he sold the ear of the fetus. And that's a problem.
But if he sells the ear of the mother, that would be okay. So in a way, he's saying that Rav Murray kind of showed off by selling part from the baby, but if you sell the mother, that's a much more simple kinyan, and that's something that, that we should be able to do. So there's, three or four answers that are given here. One is that, Rav Murray just was, that he sold the ear, which was a more complicated thing, but if he would sell the mother itself, everybody agrees that would be okay. Answer number two is that Rav Murray, they should have done the mum to the uber. That would have been that's a much better way to go. And the fact that he didn't do that, that's the problem. Those are really the two. Those are really two main answers. Meaning, either he should have, either he did the kinyan in a strange way, or he should have caused the mum. But if the absence of the ability to cause the mum, and if you do the kinyan in a more straightforward way, that should be okay. So selling the animal itself, so it sounds like that would then be permissible, or at least, or the third answer, Tosus, is that, well, yeah, but b'di'evit it's permissible, and we're acting on a b'di'evit level. So those are the answers, but it seems to be A, accepted, and B, advocated that the sale take place.
Well, what's the advantage of them selling, of putting a mum in the animal? I didn't understand.
Well, that's the Gemara itself, right? That was all the way in the beginning, because if the animal is born with a mum, it's still a bechor. It's just a bechor with a mum. So it goes to the Kohen.
Still have to give it to the Kohen.
Yeah, but the Kohen could eat it. I mean, you don't have to keep it around in a.
Is it that time the Kohen? Oh, because it had a mum.
Right. So the problem is having it around without a mum and waiting for it to get a mum. But once it has a mum, so then you give it to the Kohen and the Kohen could eat it. And that's.
Okay, but you can't put in the mum once it's born because that will have to be.
Right. So. So the tour probably spells out the best here. So if you go to the tour a couple lines before the end of the tour, so there he actually discuss. So you should do the sale. So how do you do the sale? So Rashi Perish, about five lines from the bottom, Shema'os Konos, Begai Tzarech Lahaknos Lo B'mos. That with the guy, that what's the best way of doing the deal? So maus is konos. That when you give the money over, that already is sufficient to be kona, and so that's what you need to do. When you cut a deal with the guy, that the animals, I'm selling you a partnership for whatever amount of money, or it could even be a pruta, as we'll see, meaning a small amount of money. And now you're a partner with me in the animal. You own a portion of it, and as soon as you give the money, that should be sufficient to create a kinyan where the guy has a partner, has a portion of it. However, his grandson disagrees. Says Ol Rabbeinu Tam, the Meshicha Kone B'gai, Tzarech Sheyimsho Chabehima L'Rishuso O L'Simta. He says, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, how do you do a kinyan with a guy? He says, you have to do Meshicha. So meaning the guy actually has to schlep the animal along. So tzarek she yimshel chabehem lirushus o lesimta, right? So you have to carry it. The guy has to actually schlep it into the rishus, into his rishus, or into a simta. What a simta is, like a no man's land or something. Not sure what a. I don't know what a
corral.
What?
I don't know. I'm just
not a corral. Yeah, not sure. Not sure what a simta is, but someplace I guess that's not a rishus of the owner. So therefore, the Torah says is hilchach latzis yidei shneihem. So both of them have a disagreement as to how you do a kinyan with a guy, and both of them hold that the other one is wrong. I mean, Rashi doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam that you do, that Meshicha would work, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't agree with Rashi that Mos would work. So therefore, Hilchach Latzis Yidei Shneihem, says the Torah, Tzarech Sheyiten HaGoy Mos V'gam Yivshechena L'Rishusa. You need to give the guy money, and you also need to schlep it into his Rishus. So you need to do both. So that's what he says in order to be yotzei that. But he says v'hamachur shabakulam. He says, but the most easiest way of doing it, the most obvious way is shekabel pruta mehagai, that you accept a pruta from the guy, and v'yikna lo hamakom, and then you're kone him the place where the animal is standing. So sham v'hamakom yikna lo haozer, and the and that way the makom, the place, is kone the ozen that way, meaning you rent the guy that spot where the animal is, and you say, okay, so this is your spot, so now you're kona everything on that spot, and therefore the kona, that's enough for him to acquire the at least the ear of the animal. And so some of this should then now sound familiar, right? So while we're not necessarily selling bechorus too often, so this is also the issue behind mechiras chametz. Right? How do you sell to the guy, especially in the absence of being able to do meshicha, right? We're not going to have the guy go around and pick up everyone's chametz here and there. So you could just give money. The problem is with giving money is that money is that Rabbeinu Tam holds that money is not kona with the guy, at least on a level of d'oraisa. So that's why money is not sufficient. So that's why we do other things, including this idea of renting the space. Right? There's two when you do mechiras chametz. So there's two exchanges of coins. There's two exchanges of kinyanim. The first one is to sell him the chametz, and the second one is to sell him or rent him the space where the chametz is at. That way, he's able to do a kinyan chatzer on all of the chametz as well.
Jastro says that a simta is a recess or an alley adjoining an open place in which merchants retire to transact business.
Ah.
So it's a place where people go to get away from the main street, I guess.
Oh, the side.
Side alley where business gets done.
Yeah. Is it, with Bechor, is that... Bezban is in outside Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is...
If you're a cattle rancher in the United States, if from cattle ranchers, you've got to deal with this.
Right, so there aren't that many, but yes, that is...
Stephen Weil's father was.
Yes. Yes, you could ask him if he has any Bechoros stories from back in the day. But I think the standard practice is to create a kinyan, is to create a partner, is to have. I mean, this is what's done. The issue comes up when it wasn't done, or you realize at the last minute that it needs to be done, right? So that was Reshefter tells a story of being called out of shir because there was an emergency, and the rabbi on the other end was saying that he's a rabbi in Kansas, and one of his congregants' cows are about to give birth, and what should we do? So he says, well, you do Mechiras Chametz every year. He says, yep. He says, well, do the same thing and do it fast and in order to do the Kenyan. So that is basically how it's done. Now, we discussed last time, in the last year, Schechter has an article in Bikveyatzo, in the beginning of his article on Moadim, of all things, where he discusses why this is not an issue of Harama, meaning that we seem to be avoiding a mitzvah, and why is that okay? So he explains that, yeah, but the mitzvah is not really applicable today. So we're not really avoiding a mitzvah, we're only avoiding a lotase, or we're not entering into the realm of being chayiv in the mitzvah. And therefore, that's okay. I mean, that's better than what Rav Mari had, according to either answer. Meaning, either you say that there's no way that it wouldn't be able to be given to the Kohen. No, wait a second. Oh, by taking care of this before the animal is born, so you're avoiding the mitzvah in the first place. And because there's not a great outcome as to with regards to the mitzvah, meaning we're not going to be able to offer it as a korban b'chor in all likelihood, so it was figured out by Chazal that it's better off just to avoid the issue. So therefore, it's not considered to be a violation of harama, right? The only thing that we're sort of doing by this is avoiding los haseis, and that would be okay. So if we go to the next page, the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch here spells this out, right? Even though there are about 15 simanim regarding what happens in theory if you do have the Bechor, still the Mechaber here says, by the way, nowadays, Bizman Hazeh, this is Sivav, Mitzvah Hazeh, Bizman Hazeh, Mitzvah L'shatef ima Ubi Kochavim, Kodim Shiyatza Lavir Olam. It's a mitzvah. It's interesting I use the terminology of mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah where to be mishat to join with a guy before the animal is born, kedei lepatro mi mei bechora, in order to exempt the issue of bechora. Afa pishem afkia kedusha so hachi adiv tvei, even though you are removing its kedusha, that's still considered to be better. Kedei shelo yavuli dei michshel lihenos imenu begizav avoda, that you're not going to have the problem of benefiting from this animal with shearing or avoda. V'im yikna lo v'kolchavim chelik ba'over, and if you are kona to the ovikolchavim portion of the Uber, ain't a kinyan chal. That's a problem. Meaning to sell him part of the animal of the fetus, that doesn't work. And the Shulchan Aruch spells it out. Lefishu davar shelo b'liolam. It's not something that's in the world, and the kinyan is therefore not going to be chal. So the kach yiknil chelik be'im. So therefore, you give him a portion of the mother. And then the Ramah adds in, oh, yikna lo ha'im, or you just sell him the mother. Ve'lahaknas lo chelik be'uber, in order that he has a portion of the uber. Period. Okay, so that's what we've done so far. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues on and says, says, what is this kinyan? So the kinyan is that you acquire, you accept the pruta from the guy. And you sell to him the place where the behema is, and that's how he's able to gain a portion of the mother. Comes the Ramah and adds in, Oshi kabel mos, mina obik, or you accept the money, v'yimshucha behema l'rshusa, right? Or, instead of doing that, you could just accept the money and let him do meshicha, meaning he has to do both. O l'simta, right? Or to the simta, the alleyway where business was done, right? The az meshicha kone lo im hamos, because meshicha with mos, so that everybody agrees to do. I mean, the Torah says, yeah, that works according to Rashi and Rabbein Tam. Now, the Beis Yosef didn't include that, because the Beis Yosef read the Rashi saying that because we're not sure, this is the better way to go, to do a kinyan chatzer. But the Ramah says, what do you mean? That's only a better way to go, because it's hard to do meshicha and mamon. But if you have an easy path to do meshicha and mamon, so then you could do both of those. Okay, so, or if maybe you can't do a kinyan chatzer for some reason, I'm not sure what that would be, but maybe if the animal is not on your property, the animal is on someone else's property, so you don't have the ability to sell that property, so then doing the mamun and meshicha, so that would be the way to go. So, period. So there are, the shach adds in a couple of things here, right? You acquire the mother, it says the shach here in hey, right? Tzarech iyun demiatosos v'arosh, reish b'choros v'haguda b'shem reyitam, mashma ipcha, de'ein la'asoskin, that you shouldn't do that. Mishum da'asi l'mita'e di'ikna lo ozen ha'uber, because you might end up selling the ozen, the ear of the uber itself, and that would be a problem. So, right, that Ramari says Yikna Esaim Kedi Lahaknos Lo Chelak, in order to purchase a portion of the Uber, right? So he points out that Rishon Amar against that, and he's not sure why the Ramah would advocate that. Kedi Lahaknos, or it could be that in both cases, I mean, the Ramah here, as well as the Ramah at the end, the Ramah is giving you the facts. He's not giving you the ideal. So therefore, maybe that's the Ramah across the board. Okay, Vav, Kedei Lahaknos Da Kinyan Chal Da Havi Kamo Ilan Leperosa, meaning if you do it that way, where you buy a portion of the Uber, it does work, because it's like buying the mother, it's like buying the tree and its fruit. I mean, you can't buy fruit that haven't been born yet. But if you buy a tree with regards to the fruit that will grow, the tree is considered to be ba'olam, and therefore the fruit you'd be able to acquire for the fruit as well. That's just a little complicated, so we're a little nervous about advocating that people do that. the shachad's in that you accept the pruta. I mean, you don't really require a full amount of money given by the guy. It's right, he's just giving you a small amount that would be sufficient. And then v'yikna lo makom. So the shach here gets into this also. It explains the whole thing. So we go through it here again. The shach says mishum diyesh machlokas bein aposkim. That is a machlokas amongst the poskim. Rabbeinu tam v'siyaso servant the meshicha kona ba'ovikachavim v'lomos. That meshicha, that carrying the animal or dragging the animal, that works by non-Jews and not money. And Rashi says no, the mos kona is v'lo meshicha. That's nafka mos and not meshicha. V'losas yidei safek tzarech lasos kin. Therefore, he tell you to do both. The mashar the filu b'diavad im lo asa el kinyan echad meshicha mos lo nifter mi b'chora. So this is interesting. So what about if you only do one? So the Piskei Teshuva will talk about this as well. So what about if you only do one? What about if you only some guy he sold quickly, here, quick sell to a guy. He says, okay, guy, give me $2 and you own you own the mom's ear and vis-a-vis the baby. So you give him $2 and that's all he had time for. So are you stuck then? Is that not meaningful at all? So the Shach says no. That it says yeah, that did b'di'eved, that if you only did one of them, that's no good, right? Almost low, you haven't exempt from the bechora, and the obligations are still going to be in place, right? Because you haven't proven that you actually sold it. V'chein kasev b'tshuvas ma'aril umevio hadrisha v'chein perish abeis yosef v'shar achronim v'chasev od habach. Even you did both, meshicha mos el delo nasan ovi kachav mos miyab. You didn't give him the money right away. Also, b'shas akinyan el shiftil. You just promised that you would give it to him, and you used a credit card. Still, kach v'hamin lo afal pisha nasan lo ovi kachav. Even if you gave him the money afterwards, mashiftiach lo ein elu mos konos. That's not good enough. I mean, paying with a credit card is not sufficient. Got to give him cash. So v'ein tzarech lomar ima Yisrael hayachayev, and certainly if the Yisrael is chayev, continues the shach, the gam, lo v'kochavim, and certainly if he owed the him money, and tevamr lo v'kochavim parasicha kenuyali b'moz kach. If you just say to the guy, here, you can have the par in exchange for the money that you owed me, that certainly would be a problem. The kachshat tachayev lo v'hikna lo Yisrael d'pshita de'ein zeh kinyan mos, kol zeh nisbar, all of that is in the tshuva. Of the, who was it, the Maharil he was quoting from? The Maharil, yeah. Okay. Umashar duha din bekana para me'ovi kochavim d'arbeinu tam meshicha dafka. Okay, same thing with the other types of acquisitions. So therefore, we conclude that you need both.
Well, the story you told about Rabbi, your Rabbi.
Rav Shechter, yes.
Shechter, right. Did he tell him to do both?
Yeah. Oh, he said, yeah. Plus, he well with the. I don't remember exactly, but I assume what he said. Do the same thing you do by mechiras chametz. So by mechiras chametz, you do the kinyan. No. You do a kinyan siddur with me, but that's not selling the chametz, right? People say, actually, Jay came in every year. We have our routine. It's now been over 10 years. He calls me up the night before Pesach and says, hey, Rabbi, I have chametz. I heard you're buying chametz. Can I sell you some of my chametz? I said, what do you mean? I don't want any chametz. It's the night before Pesach. What do you think I want all your chametz for? He says, what? Oh, no. Like, this is our routine every year. Right? Oh, no. Well, I have all this chametz I need to get rid of. Well, what am I going to do? I says, well, look, I'm not interested in buying your chametz, but I know a guy who might be interested in buying your chametz. He says, oh, that'd be great. Great. So let's do that. So that's our annual give and take. So right. So you're doing the kinyan seder with me, but that's not selling anything. That's just appointing me as being your shliach. So, but when you do the sell with the guy, it's a different document. And you do multiple kinyanim, right? We can't do kinyan. There is mamon, to be yotzi the shita of Rashi, but really, it's a kinyan chatzer that's taking place, right? And that satisfies this this other opinion, right? There's not going to be meshicha, so you're not going to be yotzei according to Rabbeinu Tam with regards to the selling itself. But Rabbeinu Tam would be okay with the kinyan chatzer based on this sugi over here.
Meshicha's only for an animal, I think.
Well, kinyan
lift it up or something.
Yes, right.
Okay. What is the status? The money part of it. I guess the money part is not really a critical part of it anymore. Because I'm saying we're not using real money. We're using a dollar bill, which is a representation of money, right?
Oh, well, we try to use coins when it comes to these things, plus it's a little bit better. Yeah, I know coins are also representative of money, and that's why we use those half dollars. Those half dollars are perhaps the value, the specific value of a half dollar, at least they used to be. I mean, when we had Pinyon Aben in our house a couple weeks ago, so Rabbi Cohn showed up with his coins, so those are, they were like silver dollars that are rated to be that. I mean, they're old, these old coins that he has in order to be, that actually have that value. But I think even the coins themselves nowadays, they might not be the same value that's on the coin, but they are inherently valuable. All right, as opposed to paper, which... What?
Silver dollars are worth close to $20 just through the weight of the silver.
The silver dollar, yeah.
$20 an ounce.
That's nice. Yeah.
But the sandwich coins, I don't know. They're worth it. The metal is worth something, but it's not much.
Okay, so a couple. So as you can see, the Piskei Tshuva is very. There's a lot of Piskei Tshuvas here. Let's try to point out a couple of highlights that I was able to come across here. So first of all, in Sif Beis here, so the Shatifim Ovi Kochavim. So he quotes from the Mishnah LeMelech, Hilchos Bechoros, which is interesting. Mishnah LeMelech is a commentary on the Rambam, so I was a little surprised to see him quoted in the Piskei Tshuva. But he says, what about the following? And usually Piskei Tshuva is quoting Tshuvos. He's not really quoting theoretical questions. I'm not sure if the Mishnah LeMelech was a theoretical question or not, but he was asked, B'nishahayalo behima mivacheres via rotsu lepatra mihabechora, that somebody had a animal that was having its firstborn, and he wanted to exempt it. That he wanted to sell a portion of it to Lovikul Chavim Bepruta. Va'asa Shliach, and he made a Shliach. V'nasa lo Pruta, and he gave him a Pruta. K'dei sheyimkor lo'ovikul Chavim, k'dei sheyimkor, in order to sell it to an Ovikul Chavim. So I think he gave the Pruta the Pruta is supposed to go the other direction. I assume what it means is he gave the Shliach a Pruta to demonstrate that you're my Shliach. V'halach ha-shliach, so the shliach leaves. So, okay, great. And he goes off now to find the guy. V'lo yadanu, and now we're not sure, did he actually do it or not? Right? So now the animal goes into labor. He says, they say to him, well, okay, the animal's a bechor now. What are you going to do? He says, don't worry. I sent the shliach to sell it to a guy, and everything's fine. He's like, well, how do you know the shliach actually did what he said he was going to do? So... Uvenkach Yalda. So then, in between him meeting the shliach again, he says the animal gave birth, right? Veshliach enenu lishal es piv, and he wasn't able to ask the shliach. Vahari harbi bedin. So the Mishnah Melech goes on about this. Chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. That we have a concept in the Gemara that we have a chazaka that a shliach accomplishes what he set out to do. I mean, we have the right to assume that a shliach actually accomplished what he had to do. But he said this might not apply here. He says v'halo d'minilu d'idan iyev shar lahakel. But you can't be making it for a couple of reasons. Number one, the lo amrina chazaka shliach, etc. Lekula ela b'milsa di lo avid hashliach takeuf efshar sheyavo hamishaleach lidei avera. He says we only say that he got it done if the consequence of him not getting it done right away will cause the sender to violate an avera. So, for example, the issue of Tchumim. So we have the right to assume that he got to wherever he was supposed to go in order to set up the Tchum, because otherwise it's clear that there's a deadline for it to happen. Vahid dechadash. Don't know what that's referring to. Aval hacha, but here, dechol zman shelo yalda in kan shim davar. Right? The shliach might be procrastinating. He says, come on, there's plenty of time. The animal's not giving birth yet. Right, v'ashliach misatzel, and the shliach will be lazy and say, "Macharez, I'll take care of it tomorrow." V'o dahaka tali b'das acherim. He says, and not only that, but here you need somebody else. There's another person involved. I mean, yeah, the shliach did his shlichus. Great. Meaning he found the guy. How do you know the guy agreed? Right, the guy would say, "What? I don't want. I have nothing to do with it. I don't have any needs for cow's ears right now. Sorry, I'm fully stocked in the cow's ears department. Right, so I'm not interested. So you need the guy to agree, and who says he's going to agree? The Efshar lo yirtzel liknos. He doesn't want to buy it. He says, if it's a din Torah, a din d'oraisa, so we don't rely, it's only an issue, we only rely on that chazaka when it's a din d'rabanan. I mean, tchumim is a din d'rabanan. This is a din d'oraisa. So you don't have the right to rely on it. He says, so therefore, he paskin that this cow had a had kedushas b'chor until it gets its mum. So that's number one. But then they told him, so that's the first section there in the Mishnah Lamelech, in the Pisgei Tshuva according to the Mishnah Lamelech. But then, Shuv hu gadlo, shabai limiti l'mum l'chachila, v'rotzim l'achlu amum zeh, that the Baal actually put his own mum into it and wanted to eat it based off of that. Now, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe he was a Kohen, I'm not sure how how he gets to eat it himself. But v'chasav d'loho ilu klum, or they wanted to eat it, meaning they wanted to have the Kohen eat it based on that. So he writes, d'loho ilu klum, he says, that doesn't work. V'asir lishchot ha-b'chor al-mumzeh, you can't shech the b'chor based on this mum. That after, meaning, why would he think that it might be okay? Right, we had this a couple weeks ago, that you're not allowed to just shech the mum and assume that everything is, shech an animal with a mum, unless you know that it's a good mum, you don't have the right to shecht it yourself. And you certainly can't shecht it by creating the mum. So here, he created the mum. So he says, why might I have thought to bin Mekel here? He says, well, because maybe I could assume that the shliach did accomplish his shlichus, meaning that whether the shliach actually did what he was supposed to do, so that at least is a suffix. So now we can say, okay, so sveik sveika, right? That or maybe it's not really a sveik sveika yet, but here it's a... you're not allowed to put a mum if it's a vadei b'chor, but if it's a safek b'chor, maybe the knas doesn't apply. Right? Maybe he wants to make that claim. L'chor lo yishchad alav who rak knas midurabanan. Right, the whole thing is only a knas derabanan. K'diel simichin yud gimel uvidurabanan armin chazakazu. Maybe if it's a din derabanan, you have the right to claim this chazaka. Aflakula mikol makom yish lahachir machmas she tamim acherim. He says we're going to be machmir for two other reasons. Now he doesn't say what those two other reasons are. No, he just says two other reasons. V'od, the had the mechalkim kan, here also you would distinguish between Isser Torah l'shel sofrim, dafka davar she'en lo ikr min ha-Torah, v'od yesh nifla hachmir, mi'achar shadastra v'enu tam, de kesef e'enu kone b'oviku chavim, v'alchei menino didan, yesh bo kedushas b'chor, v'enu yachol l'shachta. He says, yeah, but here they're different derabbanans that are coming from different places, right? One's a knas that you shouldn't do the... Right, one is a clear knas derabanan, the other one is a safek derabanan. Right, so therefore he says that we're not willing to be makel there, and maybe he used money, which would have been a problem according to Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore in this case yesh b'kedushas b'chor ve'inu yachol l'shachlo ach yipol bo mum achir needs another mum ach inu mechuyev litno l'kohen, you don't have to give it to a kohen because. That's the most mechaber olavaraya. Therefore, you get to keep it. El mamtin loach yold b'mum acher ba'ochel b'mum. And then you're allowed to eat it in its mum at that time. Ayin shamba riches gadol. Right. See you there. This is the second time he mentioned that the Mishnah Melech is really long. So I didn't get meant to open up a Mishnah Rambam today and see, you know, not necessarily to read it all through, but just to see what the Pisgei Tshuva twice calls a really big Mishnah Lamelech, how big that is. And then he adds in one more thing here. Ma'ayim b'tshuvas chavos yoyer, shekasev d'yeshem fakrin, lomar da'af d'Yisrael, ase shutfus, ima ove kolchavu, machar lo chelek v'eim, ima over, she'im machar achar kach, Yisrael, zel Yisrael acher, tzarek gam hakona lachzor v'lasos tikun hanal. That if he goes and sell, wait, did I just... Right, if Reuven sold the ear of this animal to Christian, right, and then Reuven sells his animal to Shimon, so the Chavos Yair says that Shimon needs to go back and make the same deal with the guy again. He's saying he doesn't have to, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, he says that that's wrong. He suggests that some would say that he would need to do the seal again, but he thinks that that's wrong, right? He's obviously only, Reuven's obviously only selling to Shimon the part that he has a right to sell him, not another part. What else? Another piece here on the bottom, Sif Dalid at the bottom that goes on the next page, is from the Knesset Yecheskel, right? So who is the Knesset Yecheskel? We had him already a little bit. Knesset Yecheskel was the Rav in Altoona, in the three communities where he was the Rav before Rav Yonasan and Ivershitz, in that community. So, Simon, the Dalit Shekasev the Kinyan Levad Belishum Kesef Nami Mahani B'Makum Shaminug Bein Atagrim Liknospo. He says, what about if you do another Kinyan without any money? Does that work if that is the Minhag Hamakom? So can rely on something being the Minhag Hamakom for this to work? So this, what is the equivalent when it comes to Mechiras Chametz? When you shake hands on the deal, right? So is that sufficient? So he quotes here that which we require be meshicha v'kesef haynu de behema hishu midusehem din de mahani b'chol eser v'eser, right? That's something where it's going to be in every place, as opposed to here lo mahani b'chol hamedinos, as opposed to this where it's not going to be relevant in all places. Not an aro pashav hamedinos elu kona b'li safe, but here it certainly does work if you shake a guy's hand. V'nihir sheitiru halacha l'maisa basar b'chor shenimkar b'li shum kesef ayisham, and certainly that would have been, you know, and we see that that was permissible. Now he continues on here and says in Levush Esrad he quotes from the Chasam Sofer of the second to last skinny line in this Fiske Tshuva. He says shaharich sham b'inyan im kinyan derabanan moel lahafkia iser deraisa. He says, does that work? Meaning, you're using a kinyan derabanan, meaning the whole idea that would work is a kinyan derabanan, but does that work in order to exclude a din deraisa? I mean, when it comes to mechiras chametz, same thing, right? It's a din deraisa. So I'm doing a kinyan derabanan, right? So what happens then? Does that mean that it's only sold rabbinically, but biblically I still own it? Or no, the rabbanan permit additional forms of kinyan, and because the Rabbanan permit it, it now works on a level of Deoraisa. So the Chasam Sofer here, this is a famous Chasam Sofer here, im kinyan derabanan mo'lafki al kama va'amru shetiknu sheminag sokrim kona, el rava b'ma metziya, right, hodiyo shadin kain min ha'tayra, kol shenogu ha'sokrim havale ki'ilu hisnu v'chol tanai shemamun kayim. Then it should work. Below dami l'kinyani derabanan hasam lo machlu b'kach ha'sokrim, and in this scenario at least, not all kinyan derabanan, at least in this case, a kinyan derabanan that the minag ha'sokrim do, so that should be able to be chal on a level of deraisa. One more issue. If you go about halfway through the Piskei Tshuva, there's a part there that's underlined where he points out, this is an important cloud. I've always sort of like wondered about this. He says, "B'tshuvas Chasam Sofer Simin Shin Yud Zayin." Right? He's quoting about four Chasam Sofers in a row that's quoted in this Piskei Tshuva. But he says, "Harich b'didon ish echa shemachar para mivakeres shelo loove kochavim katan bentes shanim bekesef v'situmta." So he sold this to a 9-year-old guy. So does that work? Does selling it to a 9-year-old guy work? And he sold it with money, and he sold it with a situmta, meaning he sold it with a handshake. So he kinyan shall ovikol chavim katan mahani lafkiya mikdushas b'chor. Does that kinyan of a katan work? Vahala, and the Chasam Sofer says, the vadai b'chol dina noach gimivnei noach ein makom l'shiurim. He says this whole idea that we have children that are that we have an idea of ketanim and gedolim, he says, doesn't exist with non-Jews. He says that there's no measurements by non-Jews when it comes to that. Bizman godless zulas be'erchin benedarim disrabu miish ish, where there it changes. Hudaf kashavi veisaros bizmano v'sof meseches nazir the ma'id mufla samach liish avalacholdi neim v'kinyanim, with regards to their laws and their kinyanim, meaning when they're going to be chayiv miser, chayiv for stealing, or whether their kinyanim work, lo nasan lehem shiurim, they don't have a measure for that, right? Umishabo l'chlal das the misvaru le v'savra harehu gadol v'chein menidon and he assumed that therefore he's a gadol v'chein in our case im lo higi akatan lepalgus ruvein ein mechir zuklum achim kfar hu ben das azay nechshav hu legadol, he'd be considered to be a gadol in that case because there's no such thing as measurements when it comes to Goyim. So he has to know what's going on. I mean, he has to be a ben das, but a ben das is 6-7 years old. There's no idea of being a 12 or 13 year old. I'll add along these lines. I heard a Torah Raid Bites recently. What was the case again? That the story goes that that there was a new rav in Frankfurt. Now this rav, it turned out that this was the there was a new rav in Frankfurt, and apparently he was asked. The case was is that a cat fell into a vat of butter. That was the case. A cat fell into a hot vat of butter. That was the case. And then they took the cat out. It wasn't a cat. It was a chicken. That's the whole point. That's the whole chop. It was a chicken. That a chicken fell into a hot vat of butter, and then they took the chicken out. So they went to the Rav. And they say, Rabbi, what do we do with this butter in this case? Is it considered to be basar v'chalav? To which the rabbi said, you got to throw the whole thing out. So there's a chassam, I didn't see this inside, but he says, the chassam sofer thinks that so they went back to him later. And they said, Rabbi, you know, we threw it out. You know, we're not downing you or anything like that, but explain this to us. The whole reason to throw it out, we presume, is that it's Asr Bahana, right? But why is it Asr Bahana? It's only chicken and butter. It's only chicken and milk. Chicken and milk is not Asr Bahana. So therefore, we should have been able to keep the butter. And so even if you want to say that it's basar v'chalav, that it's or chicken and chalav, oaf v'chalav, we still should be allowed. We should have been allowed to sell it to non-Jews. To which the Rav responded by saying, "No. It's not because of basar v'chalav and hanaf and basar v'chalav that I was concerned about. The issue is aver min hachai, right? The issue is blios of aver min hachai." That if the animal jumped in, and so if there are blios out of the animal, right, so that's blios of Eiver Min Achai. So therefore it's not just that you're not allowed to benefit from it, you're not allowed to give it to a guy. If you give it to a guy, so a guy is it's Asr Bachila to him too. So therefore you would be in violation of Lifne Iver if you would give it to a guy. So apparently there's a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer where he says, like, it's an interesting chap. I don't think the rabbi, he says, I think what happened was is that the rabbi really thought that the issue was basar v'chalav. And then when they came to him with the question, he realized that it didn't make any sense. And then he came up with this chap of that it's basar v'chalav, that it's oaf, that it's aver min achai. And apparently this, the Baal Harid bites, so he dug up Achron, who I think was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, he says, I know the case, I know who this was, because it was my grandfather, and the rabbi was none other than the Hafla, right? So the Hafla was the rabbi who took over in Frankfurt after the Cleves Get, which we talked about. He was the first rabbi who took over after the Cleves Get, because he didn't write the tshuva going against the Frankfurt Basin, and he and the reason, the legend has it, the reason he didn't write the tshuva is because he wrote a tshuva, but a thing of ink fell on it, and he decided, I'm not going to bother rewriting it, so he ended up becoming the Rav of Frankfurt. So apparently that was the very first Shaila they asked him in town, was this Shaila, the grandson records, and no, it is a real thing. He says, because, yes, it's true, blios would not aser bahana when it comes to a Jew. But when it comes to a guy, it would aser bahana. Because the whole idea of a kizayis, or the idea of batel barov, or the idea of tam ki'ikr, all of that is only a Jewish concept. But when it's a non-Jew involved, there's no shear anymore. There's no such thing as shearim. So therefore, you have to be choshesh for it, even in the case of even in the case where it otherwise would be batel. So he says, for a Jew, it's aser, because for a Jew, it's you know, it's Tom may have come in. For a guy, it's Aser, even though they're not choshish for those Durabanans, but because it's a tiny, minute amount of Iver Minachai in there, it's Aser for the guy no matter what, because there's no such thing as Shiurim when it comes to Gayim. I think I got that right, but we'll go over and review it again.
I missed something. Why is it Iver Minachai?
Because it's a chicken. A chicken jumped in, and then they took the chicken out. So whatever so the assumption is, now this is not everybody agrees to this, but if there were bleos that came out of the chicken, I mean, if the chicken came in touch with the hot butter, so there were bleos from the live chicken that went into the butter. So therefore it's bleos of Aver Minachai. That's the suggestion. Not everybody agrees that there's such a thing as bleos from things that are alive. I mean, I think the Stipler in the beginning of Chulin has a piece about if you burn your hand on a steak, so you should have to peel off the part of the steak that you burnt your hand on, because there's bleos of your hand in the steak. So not everybody agrees to that, but that might be because Basar Adam might not really be Usser, might only be whatever. Long story, much more to talk about. But anyways, that is the issue with Shirim by Gaim. All right, so Adkan Hilchos before Behema Tahora. Hopefully we'll do 1 week on Hilchos Peter Chamor, and then Mirza Hashem, then we'll be off for a week, and then Mirza Hashem will move on to Hilchos Chala, which become much more Lamaisa and important for me to Chazer with regards to some of the kashrus issues we're dealing with.
You mentioned